following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by the New York City Guitar School. Playing guitar is something that a lot of people aspire to do, and there's a way to do it. There's a bunch of ways to do it. You could hang out with some friends and pick it up that way. Just little bits and tricks here. You could probably get a book and go that way. It's kind of a long way to do it, but you can. You could go to a music store, a guitar shop, or something like that, and have an actual teacher teach you that. Or there's an even easier way. You can do it in the privacy of your home and have an instructor walk you through it. We're talking about online learning. It's a thing. It's a real deal. And you can find it at the New York City Guitar School, where they've got a series of videos that you can get into over there. And they'll show you everything from rock to blues to country. You name it. You want to learn how to play it, they've got it there for you. And here's the cool thing. On their website right now, they have a free video. That's right. I said free video. That'll show you some of the tips and tricks for any guitar player, whether or not you've even picked the instrument up, and you can see if this is even right for you. Check it out. You can find their banner at radio-memphis.com. Click on it that says Guitar Lessons, and it'll take you right to the school, and you'll know everything you need to know right beyond this. So how about that? Learn to play the guitar today. Hello. My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, coming to you from Studio A, the original Radio Memphis studio. This is the second episode that has shown up on YouTube. The first one has been unleashed onto the world, and there it is. And it exists, and it's a thing. And it's something to be dealt with. And there has been some note. I had made mention of the music that was going to be featured in that show, but yet you'd never heard the song. There's a reason for this. And it's kind of long and involved. I won't waste too much of your time with it. But in a nutshell, it boils down to the fact that YouTube has this thing about music being put out there through that source. Now, here's the thing. As a broadcaster, we acquire permission from those. By virtue of the artist submitting their music to us, they will say, hey, play it. Let's get it out there. Let's see if you can help us expose us to some other listeners. And that's the way it goes. And I ultimately wanted to include that into the video version of this show. And I got to looking at it, and it doesn't work. It really doesn't work. Google, of course, owns YouTube, and they have allowed algorithmic searches. There's spiders and whatnot that are crawling the web looking for music. And they have allowed the tagging, if you will, by distributors of an artist. And they will hijack a video and stick their own advertisements on it so they can profit from that. And they take it away from the people that have curated the content, like us. I hate that term. We're not curating content. We're creating content. And by virtue of that, we've opened up the doors to artists to have their music played on this thing. Well, let's say an artist has a record that they've got distributed through iTunes or CD Baby. CD Baby is a good one that comes to mind. Because I'll tell you why in a moment. They find out this music is being performed over here on YouTube, and the next thing you know, CD Baby says, this belongs to our artist. We're going to hijack it all, but we're not going to give the artist anything. We're just going to take over all of your advertisement. This happened over a demo that we did on a video that was unlisted. No joke. We didn't list this thing in the public realm. It was some stuff that we were working on internally at Radio Memphis, and we used a couple of cuts from some stuff. There was an interview of mine that was also flagged because in the background there was a few snippets of a cut that we had used, and the artist that was performing that cut was sitting right there with me on camera. So to get around all of that, we decided, unfortunately for the musicians, that we would not be playing the music in the YouTube version of this show from Radioland. However, that doesn't mean it's not on the audio version.
Well, Rick, how can that be? It makes no sense. It just seems it's kind of silly.
I know, but it's all YouTube that does this. Perhaps if I put this show on another video platform, it would be a different game. But that's not the case. Unfortunately, that's the way it works for now. So this is a different version. Those of you that are listening to this show in the audio only, as you usually get it through iTunes or your Android or Google Play or wherever, however you're listening. With the earbud thing, that you'll get the song. We got a song coming up later on in this episode from Nutbush Superstar. Those of you who are consuming this through YouTube won't get that. But you see, also keep in mind, as a trade off, the YouTube subscribers are not getting the advertisements that show up in the audio only version. There is an advertisement, but it's through YouTube. See how this works? Y'all want to get into show business? This is how this shit comes together, This is it. This is how it works. Right or wrong, left or right, whatever you think. But you know, some people are going, "Oh man, you're just fucking over the artist anyway, man. You know, they got to eat too." Yeah, but our job is when we perform these artists, we tell you where you can go get that stuff, so you can, you know, buy their record and, you know, support that artist. It's not just going out to the clubs or listening to a radio station to support an artist. To support an artist in a true fashion, you've got to buy their material. And we just help you. We just point you where it's at. We expose these artists to people. Oh, you know, you can die from exposure. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. At the same time, this isn't an exposure type of situation where you're playing in a restaurant for straight up exposure. That's bullshit. An artist should be paid if he's playing in a bar or a restaurant. It's a long, drawn out conversation I don't really want to get into at this point in time, perhaps later, because I'll tell you why. It's a bummer. I'm not really here to really bum you out. It's not my job. My job here is to try and be somewhat entertaining or perhaps shine a light on something, which is what we're going to do this time out. Here on this episode, because here's what we got going on. I was as much time as I spend in social media, out on the internet, I do spend some time looking at videos on YouTube, as does everybody. And you find yourself getting caught into that rabbit hole, which can be fun. It'll kill a night in a heartbeat, that's for sure. And then you bounce back, let me check Facebook before I turn it all off. And then you see the posts. There's a bit that Kate and I do at Radio Memphis in the morning, 9 a.m. Central weekdays at Radio Memphis. Got to get the plug in. We do a bit called That Guy, and it's basically how not to be that guy. And I find myself being that guy because I'm going to be that guy if I see a post from you that is patently wrong information in it. You feel like you may be doing the public service a good, but you didn't research your shit. You look like an idiot, and I'm going to point it out. And then sometimes I get chastised for it. Mostly, thankfully, it's people. Oh, I didn't realize. I made a mistake. Perhaps in the future I'll research what I'm looking for. Yes, that's what you need to do. Because prime example, there's a post, and it comes around all the time that. If you don't copy and paste a particular amount of words that you see onto your feed and post it up there, if you don't do this, then you're not gonna get a little blue icon, and that little blue icon means that they can't charge you for using Facebook because you posted up there, which is a ridiculous statement anyway. First of all, second of all, Facebook is never going to charge you to use their services. That's why they have advertisement everywhere. Well, this guy, and I said, why are you spreading, and I said this, why are you spreading this bullshit around? This comes around all the time, and it's not true. Oh, I don't want to pay for Facebook. I pay for everything else, and I just can't see myself working that into my budget. Hey, listen, Slick, if it really affects you, research it. There's tons of information out there on the internet, and despite what you might find out or what you might think, a good bit of it is true. Not that particular post, but there is some good, true information that can be found out there. So I did the research for him. I posted the link back into the comment section. He said, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. He wound up sharing that. Hey, folks, look out. Facebook's not going to charge you to use their service. Well, of course not. It says so on their sign-in page, their login page, which probably many of you don't log out of your Facebook, as you should. You know what happens when people leave their Facebook open? But if you are used to seeing the login page, you will see that it's free and it always will be free. It says so specifically there. These are annoying posts because they just show up. We're getting into a scenario here amongst our society where we are moving at a very rapid pace. especially in social media. We see something, it's there, it's either liked or it's disliked or it's scrolled by or it's shared or whatnot, and then it's on, and then it's gone. It's out. It's in and out just that fast. And that is part of the cycle of the news. That's just sort of how this works. And as such, we have been attuned to so much shitty information that we tend to move even faster through that stuff. And we find that stuff and it sticks with us and we go, oh my God, they're going to start charging. Yeah, I'm going to panic. I don't know what to do. So instead of taking the time to breathe, handy tip, take a breath, go online, do your research and determine whether it's right or wrong. If it is wrong information that you have found, do the guy a favor that posted the misinformation and let them know. You would be surprised how actually beneficial that can be. That's helpful. It's handy information, and you should have that. The other bit of posts that I have seen, especially here of late, aside, and I'm not getting into the politics thing because Lord knows we've all been exposed to that enough. On both sides of the fence, it's ridiculous. Both sides, both of y'all suck. Absolutely. Just horrible stuff. Just stop it. It means nothing to you, those that keep sharing it. Oh, you just said that because you don't like my candidate, and blah, 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 blah. And here's why you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. And it's what it turns out in my head. I hear this, blah, 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 blah. It's just noise. It's all it is just noise. So when it comes to political stuff, no one has ever changed their opinion politically on what they saw in a Facebook feed in a meme with a picture of that candidate and something horrible written about them, whether it's true or not. There again, before you start spreading misinformation, research it, because look, if you spread an absolute abject lie, you look like a fool. You look like an idiot. You look like an ass. You look like an uneducated, uninformed ass that has no business being around Facebook. I can hear the comment section loading up now. Maybe not. I don't know. And okay, but then there's this. There's those that become a little too dramatic about what they're using Facebook for. I use it the way that it's done now to promote Radio Memphis, to promote the work that I do online with a radio station and independent music. It's show business. That's all I use it for. It's a promotion tool. There's a few friends and stuff I maintain contacts with. There's probably some business relationships that I have to go through. I have to use Facebook because it's just there. It's just because it's the way it is. Right or wrong, it's ingrained into all of us now. I mentioned last time about using Messenger or not, and I wound up actually putting it on my phone. I'm dealing with this. If I don't like it, I can always take it off, but I'm going to give it a spin and see how it goes. So far, it hasn't been as rude as I thought it would be, but, you know, nevertheless. But the people that are using the Facebook to further their own means, to further their own ideas and thoughts and things that perhaps has some merit or perhaps not, become a little worrisome after a while, because that's all they write about. That's all. They don't write about what they, hey, I went with a friend today and we saw such and such movie. We had a great time. You don't see that from these people. You don't see, oh my God, it's really hot outside. Perhaps I should go find a swimming pool to lay in. You don't see it from these people. All you hear is, here is my cause. Here's the reasons why my cause is right. This is why we're going to do this. And then it becomes people that attack them for it, and because that's all they write about. And then that person, that dramatic person, gets upset because they will post something that may be controversial, and then somebody, just to get it, just to fuck with them, will report it to Facebook as being inappropriate or whatever the case may be. And then their shit gets pulled, and that just adds fuel to the fire for the dramatic person. It's great for a guy like me because I sit and watch this stuff, and I laugh with some large amusement over the whole thing. It really is. And then you have people some of these dramatic people who claim that they have been put into Facebook jail. This is what's amusing to me. Hey, I've been put into Facebook jail. You may not have seen me post for 72 hours. Bullshit. I saw you posting yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. So no, you were not put into Facebook jail. You want to be put into Facebook jail because that's what's going to further your cause. Look, bitch, I know what I'm talking about. I've been thrown into Facebook jail before. Perhaps the problem is with you. If people are bitching about you. The problem is you, not the whole world is wrong. I've been down that argument. I've been down that argumentative road myself. Perhaps the world's gone crazy. The world's gone. People have been saying, hey, you know, man, the world's just going to hell, man. The world's been, quote unquote, going to hell since about 1920. Probably before then. I'd say probably about the beginning of the First World War is about the time the world started going to hell. There may have been a caveman somewhere who is hanging out with his buddy, wandering about the plains of the Sahara, trying to eat, and one of them's going, oh, man, you know, Bob, this world sure is going to hell. That conversation may have occurred. We don't know this, but perhaps it has. And people here, I was on the phone with my mother the other day, and she said the same thing. Oh, the world's going to hell. She's been saying that since I was a little kid. The world's been. Are we there yet? Have we arrived in hell yet? I don't think so. I'm of course I'm trying to be optimistic here. It could be something. It could not be. But the whole people with being dramatic on the Facebook is what I'm getting at. It's just if you want to do that, I guess. But it just you look like an idiot. I know maybe that, you know, oh, man, you're sure, you know, sitting there saying these things. You're being critical. You're being mighty judgmental. Yeah, because I can. And I tend to say what other people think. So as such, when I say that you look like an idiot, a lot of people would agree with me on this. And if you don't, that's fine, because you're probably one of those dramatic people in the beginning. Or the, I like this one, unspoken prayers, please. That's just a call for help, man. That is a cry for help. Like a, you know what I'm talking about. Now, the other thing I really want to get to as well regarding some of these postings is you have to be careful, too, with the posting of satire. Satirical news pieces have invaded the internet at an alarming rate. The Onion are the true masters of it. And I love it when legitimate news sources, quote unquote legitimate news services, actually get fooled by the Onion and they wind up picking up these bullshit pieces and they spread them all around the web because, oh, did you see this? That blah blah blah, and you just go, oh my God. And they actually will quote the Onion, and that's beautiful to me. Right now there's probably somebody sitting there going, what, the Onion's not true? I've been lied to. No, you have to look on their website and understand that there is somewhere on there. It says this is a satirical site. This is for entertainment purposes only. And the Onion's not the only one. There's a veritable shit ton of these websites, and they're everywhere. They're all over the place. So you have to look at. That goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Research the things that you see. This just seems outlandish, then perhaps it is. There's a good possibility that you might want to investigate that for your own good, so you don't look like that ass that is just spreading shit around because you heard it, or what's worse is you're spreading it around because you agree with it. That's what's really bad, because you agree with that negativity that's being placed into that piece that you've just shared to everybody. Great joke I heard the other day. I've got a brand new app on my phone that tells me who my racist friends are. It's called Facebook. I'll just leave that right there for you guys to just think about. Of course, those of you on YouTube, you're free to comment. Those of you not, if you want to write the show, you can. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. One other thing about the Facebook before I get off my box here about all this stuff. Those of you that are selling the weight loss thing, the pink powder stuff, the Church of Plexus. Oh, Jesus Christ. Have y'all noticed something? Those of you that do it and use it and sell it and whatever the case may be, most of the posts that you see about that stuff, nobody likes, comments, or shares any of that. I'll see a post that's 3 or 4 days old that says something about, oh, you should try my weight loss product. It'll help you drop the fat. It doesn't. Well, first of all, nobody's buying into that shit because it's a scam. It's bullshit. You want to lose weight? Don't put so much in your pie hole. That's basically how it works. Shit in, shit out. Some of it sticks around. You're not gonna lose weight by drinking some powdery shit that you're going to put into your water. It just doesn't work that way. Or here's I love this. You should try my new recipe on detoxing your liver. That's what your liver does. Your liver is there to detox you. So were your kidneys, your pancreas, all that stuff. All the stuff that's in between, you know, your neck, the bottom of your neck, and just above your junk is there to detox your ass. Because we do. We eat shit. We eat stuff all the time that's just not good for us. And our body, it's designed to clear it out. We don't need help from having strawberry and kale-infused water with a side of garlic juice. It doesn't do that. It might make you smell different, but it doesn't do it that way. It's just how that is. So enough. Enough of that.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
But the bottom line is that you taking roughly a half hour out of your time to devote to listening to this or watching this or however it is that you consume this, that means a great deal to me. And that's something I think a lot of people in this business, a lot of broadcasters especially, that when they're on the air for long periods of time and they're live and they're doing their thing, and they, you know, the listeners come and they go, you know, because we're there, you know, but the people that come in and devote that time that they're going to invest into what, you know, what they're consuming is a very, very precious thing that I think most broadcasters tend to not necessarily take for granted, but it's sort of they don't think about it. They don't think about how important that really is and how that really matters to people.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
All right, kids, it's time to get into some music. This is where we've lost the YouTube crowd. Those of you that are tuned in via the website of Radio Memphis or through iTunes or through Google Play or through Android or however you're consuming it in earbuds, we've lost those guys. They're not cool, man. They're over there just being twitchy and pissy and stuff because they don't get to see what's happening, what other cool kids are doing. Yeah, you kids are going to get what's cool here. We've got some music for you. Great new record called Pimps on Bikes.
What?
Yeah, the band is called Nutbush Superstar. They're a Memphis act. They're fantastic. They're great guys. Every one of these guys are a lot of fun. If you get a chance to go find them, play some places, please go do it. Find them. They're great. The song is called What's Your Name? It's the single off of Pimps on Bikes, and it's happening right here from Radioland.
Oh!
Pimps on Bikes. It's the name of the album. The song, What's Your Name? Nutbush Superstar, Radio Memphis, where you can hear that song. And, of course, right here on their first appearance from Radioland. Love every one of those cats. Twinkie did such a great job producing that record, and he's the lead singer of that as well. Like I said, if you want to find them playing, they're usually playing, they'll play over the stage stop every once in a while here in Memphis. They play in various places. Just go look for them. Nutbush Superstar. Go find them. They're a lot of fun. And get the record. I'm telling you, you like it. You like that rock and roll, kids. That's what you're going to get into. You need a lava lamp to go with your music listening habits, you hippie. And you can find a really groovy lava lamp at our friends over at Wizards. Yeah, those of you in Midtown Memphis know about them. Those of you in Memphis know about them. They've been around for a long time. 1999 Madison Avenue is where you can find them. Those of you that live outside of Memphis, you can find them online. Their banner ad is at our website, radio-memphis.com. It's wizardsmemphis.com. There's the cheat for you. You can buy with safety and security online. The lava lamps, they've got groovy t-shirts and hats. It's a unique gift store. They've got the woodwick candles. They've got adult novelties. They've got incense. They've got everything that you could ever need from an alternative smoke shop. Rated number one in this city for many, many years. It's Wizards. Open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. All right, kids, that's it for this time out. My thanks to everybody over at YouTube, week two. I know we're still sort of working the kinks out of this whole thing, trying to make this thing work. It's still sort of, kind of different, kind of weird. If you knew how all this was getting produced, it would probably... Actually, you wouldn't care. As long as you're getting entertained and it doesn't cost you anything, that's all that really matters. Isn't that right? I want this great entertainment, but I'm not going to pay for it. Oh, man, this is some really shitty entertainment. I'm glad I'm not paying for it. Either way, it makes no difference. So, such as it is. If you have discovered this show via YouTube, welcome. If you'd like to listen to it in an audio-only format and hear what the cool kids get to hear, you can do so by finding us at iTunes. We're also in Stitcher. We're in the Google Play Store now. You can find us there for your Android device downloading thing. Get you a podcast app if you don't have it. There's a ton of good ones out there. Find a bunch of shows and listen to it. It's actually a pretty cool concept the way things work, and there's a million podcasts out there, and we're just one of them. In the meantime, you can find us at radio-memphis.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can hear the music there. I'm on the air there Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and on Sundays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. with the Booze and Blues show. You can find us all there. There's Dirty D. There's Joel Martin. There's Bay. There's Anna. There's just more fun than the law can have. Tundria is there. Avril is there. Edna. We're all there. Find us. Radio-Memphis.com. It's our shameless plug to the radio station of which I am employed. So there you go. So that's going to do it for me. I'm done. I'm out of here. You've heard what's coming up next time. In the meantime, do me a favor, if you would, please. A couple of things. First of all, don't shoot anybody. Don't shoot each other. That would be kind of cool. Don't set anybody on fire and quit stabbing people. That's not going to get anything accomplished. And if you're going to be in social media, be somewhat responsible. Don't look like an ass, or somebody like me will hunt you down and I'll point it out to the whole world that, hey, you're being that guy. Or I may not. I don't know. You can find me up there as well. So there you go. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one of them. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.